About a dozen crewmen and contractors are working to clean up a spill that occurred in Captain's Bay yesterday. The fishing vessel Aleutian Lady was moored at the North Pot Dock at OSI when the fuel spill occurred. At around 11:15 on Tuesday morning, the National Response Center alerted the Coast Guard's Marine Safety Detachment office in Unalaska that approximately 800 gallons of diesel fuel had spilled into the bay. Petty Officer First Class Jason Munoz is helping oversee the cleanup, and he explains how the spill happened.
They were conducting an internal transfer to trim the boat out, and somehow the starboard tank was overfilled. The fuel went through the vent into a containment area on the vessel. That overfilled into the next space and then out through the deck drain.
After receiving notice of the spill, the Coast Guard conducted an assessment of the damage. The crew of the 165-foot Aleutian Lady has enlisted the help of Magone Marine and OSI in removing the fuel from the water. A shoreline cleanup was conducted yesterday, and the team of workers continued with their efforts to contain and remove the fuel today. The spill has impacted about a quarter mile of shoreline, according to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, but because of the tide, most of the fuel has washed up into an area near the OSI dock. That's where the cleanup crew is focusing most of their efforts. Still, there's a slight sheen on the water outside of the boom, and Munoz says that there isn't much that can be done about that.
Right now there's light sheening, so it's not really cleanable. It's not thick enough to absorb to the absorbent pads. Right now our efforts are focused in the natural collection area, and so we have absorbent boom. That's what you see running across the area right there. And then the Magone Marine Services personnel, they're working on just laying down new pads and picking up the saturated ones as they become saturated, and just kind of reapplying. And then when they get done with the saturated material, they bag it, and then they're going to dispose of it at their facility.
He adds that the best strategy for dealing with the light sheen is to just let it dissipate.
The light sheening will go in and out with the tide, and at some point will just naturally dissipate into the air. So, and the sun actually really helps with the natural dissipation. So we had a lot of sunlight yesterday. That was great. And it looks like we're going to have some more today once it comes over the mountainside there.
Cleanup is expected to wrap up this evening. And so far, there have been no reports of damage to wildlife. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.